Somebody's got to do it.
All right. I know. We appreciate it very much.
All right, ladies, welcome. You are ready to go.
Thanks, David. Welcome, everybody. Mary Gettin, I'm Linda Shea, and David, my husband, we're both of Dolphinity.com. We're dolphin ambassadors and evolutionary leap catalysts. Say that fast 10 times. Mary Gettin contacted us a few days ago. She and Bob are off gallivanting the country in retirement with their new RV, and they're in Texas, and they were projected to have massive thunderstorms today. So rather than continuing to freak out about how they were going to manage hosting this call, she called us and said, help, can you guys do this for us? And absolutely. So that is why you're hearing us instead of Mary today, and I'm sure that she's joining us in spirit. She's receiving lots of water blessings where she is. And we have Jillian Rutledge here today to facilitate the meditation. I'm so excited about that. But first I want to tell you a little bit, for those of you who might be new, Mary Gettin received a call from Granny, the matriarch of the J-Pod of orcas up in the Pacific Northwest. Granny passed last year at 104 years old, I believe. Amazing, amazing being. And Granny was the one that really started putting out the call for humans to gather together consciously to do intentional healing work for the waters of the planet, because as probably all of us know on this call, the waters are in dire need of healing and cleansing and purification. So Mary took it upon herself to initiate these monthly water meditation calls the first Friday of every month. It's been going on for over 4 years, and she gets different facilitators for all of the calls, so she brings in this beautiful variety and array of people and ways to connect with the water to bring healing. If any of you want to go back to the prior recordings, all of them are archived on the website globalwaterhealing.org. There's an archive page for all of the meditations we've done for 4 years. So anytime you have a half an hour and you would like to do some healing for the water and you would enjoy having a guided experience, that's a wonderful resource to refer to. As well, if you're leading a group and you want to do some water healing for a group, you can tap into any of those meditations as well. So just, I want to thank Mary so much for her dedication and commitment to this and doing such a beautiful job for all of us. And it's so fun. I know those of us who come on these calls every month, it's so fun to gather. It's just so joyful when the pod connects. So thank you from my heart for being here and helping us today. Jillian, this is all yours today. David and I had the honor and joy of meeting Jillian in person at the first, Cetacean Summit? Cetacean Summit, I think that Ann Gordon put it together for us.
The Cetacean Summit.
The Cetacean Summit on the Big Island of Hawaii a number of years ago. And it was just so, so joyful meeting Jillian and learning about her amazing work. So let me introduce you, Jillian. Jillian is a conscious breath coach, an awareness mentor, a free diving instructor, and a dolphin guide. Jillian's first teachers of consciousness was the dolphins. They are masters of conscious breathing and have been thriving on the planet for 15 million years longer than us. She's been in direct contact with these highly intelligent, conscious, benevolent beings for over 20 years, listening, observing, and connecting. To fully understand their teachings, Jillian has studied several styles of yoga, pranayama, breathwork, energy medicine, and bodywork modalities. Jillian is a freediving instructor, which is breath hold diving, and underwater dancer, and she's able to safely hold her breath for 5 minutes and dive to 130 feet, just 40 meters. Amazing. Our breath is directly connected to everything we think and do. Breath is life and is the foundation for the powerful and proven breathing philosophies she's combined to offer highly effective methods that work for any body wanting to profoundly improve their health and well-being, vitality, and self-love. Ultimately, these techniques exponentially expand awareness, directly impacting empowerment and evolution. You can learn more about Jillian and her work. I looked at her website yesterday, and I told her I was drooling over it because it's so beautiful. I was so inspired. It's that's what we dolphins do. We emit water in all ways. So her website her website is JillianRutledge.com, JILLIAN, Rutledge, RUTLEDGE.com. And that's posted on the Global Water Meditation website as well. Jillian, we are all yours.
Wow. Thank you so much, David and Linda, and to Mary Denton, too. This is such an honor and a privilege, and my heart is beating just with immense joy. So thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate all of you. And I'm, you know, a couple of months ago, Mary reached out to me to ask me invite me to do this. And I mean, my heart just burst wide open because I often think of myself as being very connected to the element of water. I was born in a landlocked province. And so when I found out that I could dive into the water and that I felt more at home in water, it was kind of perplexing because it wasn't something I grew up with. And it has become such an integrated part of my life. So to give back to water, blessing to water is very natural and a gift. And to do it together in community with people of love and joy is just a blessing to me in and of itself. So I'm really, really happy to be here.
Mm.
When Mary reached out to me, I immediately went down to the water because to me, water is ever present and so wise and is a benevolent being and to communicate with us. And I just opened myself to what does water want to share through me? And as the water blessing, the Global Water Blessing page says, water is the source of all life. And this is true because water is the source of our most precious resource, and that's oxygen. And oxygen is precious because most of us can live without food and water for quite some time. Most of us cannot live without air for more than 5 minutes. And those that are specially trained can do it for longer. And water gives us every second breath. So just think about that for a second, that water gives us our breath, every second breath. And actually, there's these brilliant, glorious beings in the water called phytoplankton. And these little microscopic miracles, they transform carbon dioxide and light into energy. And they release oxygen into the air. I find this totally fascinating. But it's called photosynthesis. And we're all aware of that. And so, by equivalent miracle, all animals, including us, we do the reciprocal. And we call it respiration. So these two processes are synergistic. And it's an exchange. And it unites us together. So this water blessing, it's a way to give thanks. It's an offering to water. And it's a way to give back through one conscious breath. So I invite us to keep our eyes open for a moment and just begin to notice your breathing. Just let it be how it wants. Just observe your inhale. Observe your exhale. Just notice the movement. Notice respiration. And I invite you now to close your eyes and tune in from the inside. Tune in to the inhale and the exhale from the inside. Long, full breath in, fill right to the top, hold for a moment, and then fully let go. And now bring your attention to the tip of your nose. And go right to the two little holes, the nostrils. With your attention there, notice how the air is moving in and out through these two little holes. Two little holes that go into our body. Feel the air moving as you inhale. And feel the air moving as you exhale. Notice the temperature of the air. Notice if it's different when you inhale compared to exhale. Feel this air moving in and out of your nostrils. Often we don't pay attention to this part of our body. When we take a breath in, we often think of our chest or our belly. This little space, this is the space where air enters and exits our body. So on your next breath in, welcome the air in. Welcome it, embrace it, and bring it in with a warm invitation. And as you feel this invitation, begin to notice that breathing is bringing something on the outside of us into the inside of us. We bring the element of air into our bodies, and it gives us life. And when we exhale, we give back, and we give back to life. I invite you to envision what we live in an ocean of air. Conscious, intelligent, alive air.
that has stood the test of time. That has moved through every breathing being. Welcome it in. Welcome in the wisdom. Welcome in the life. And placing your hands on your belly. Shift your rhythm, your breath rhythm, so that your exhale is slightly longer than your inhale. So as you inhale, pause, and then exhale, nice and slow. And pause. And in your own timing, inhale, pause, and exhale. Just allowing that exhale to be long and luxurious and comfortable. This is our offering to water. Allow yourself to relax into your rhythm. And allow every breath to relax you even further. Let go of the tension, the tightness, constriction, contraction. And just let go. Relax your hair and your scalp and your forehead. And your eyes and your cheeks and your nose. Relax your ears and your jaw and your lips. Relax your chin. Relax your tongue. Relax the back of your skull, the back of your neck, your throat. Your next exhale, let your shoulders fall with gravity. Let your body open to your breath. Open up your nostrils. Open up your sinuses. Open your throat. Open your chest. The ribs, the belly. Become unrestricted. Allow that inhale to fill you up. The gift from the water, every second breath. And on the exhale, give back. And like water, allow your breath to follow a path of least resistance. Open and let it flow. And as you exhale, release and soften. And like waves in the ocean, let this rhythm move over you, through you. Let it purify you. Let this breath cleanse you and purify the emotional waters within. Let's purify the emotional waters within. Lengthening your exhale, relaxing, softening. Inhaling to receive the gift from water, the wisdom, the codes. Let it purify our consciousness. Exhale. And offer to the water, your purified consciousness, your purified awareness, your pure essence, your pure love. Let the waves of your breath bring you this energy, this power, the prana. As you inhale, and as you exhale, let this purified consciousness ripple out into the world. Allow this abundance to flow freely. Now taking one of your hands and placing it on your heart. Remain connected to your breathing, connected to this exchange that unites air and water and us together. Begin to notice your heartbeat. Notice that beautiful, beautiful drum. Beating to the rhythm of love. And at the same time, notice your breathing. And allow these two rhythms into your awareness. And in the presence of these two rhythms, the breath and the heart, I invite you to find something that you are incredibly grateful for when it comes to water. Something to thank water for, specifically and uniquely to you. A memory or a prayer, something that just has you feel that immense gratitude for the life that water is. The benevolent, conscious, alive element of water. The source of all life. Bringing your awareness to this breath, this heart, this water. We will be still for a few moments. And in this stillness, I invite you to interact with water in your imagination. Swimming, diving, floating, drinking, bathing, admiring. And as you interact with water, you're inspired to ask a question. Water, what could I do to support you? Water, what could I do to show how much I love you? Before you go into thinking about it, choose to breathe instead. Choose to tune into your breathing and those waves and that reciprocal relationship of air and water. And as you relax, let the answers come to you. Let them surface. Let them bubble up with each inhale and exhale, relaxing deeper. Let this nutrient-rich idea bubble to the surface. Breathing and relaxing, trusting that the answers will come. And whether you consciously know or not, I invite you to open your eyes. Stay relaxed. Keep breathing. Keep breathing consciously. Begin to notice your surroundings. Notice the colors and the textures. The smells, the sounds. Notice what you feel. Take in a nice, full, deep, round breath. Feel the water's gift. And exhale. Fully, completely giving back. Thank you. Thank you from my waters to your waters, to our waters.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Wow.
I don't know about you, but I went deep into the waters.
And I'm very altered right now. I'm just in a totally altered state. I've not, you hear about conscious breathing. I've never gone as conscious as how you guided us today.
Wow,
from
thank
the beginning
you.
And all the information you gave us about the phytoplankton and the role and the reciprocity, that was just fascinating and new information for me. So thank you. Thank you.
And thanks to water, because that was my request, is what does water want to say through me?
Very, very beautiful.
Wow. Well, let's let others share what they experienced. So if you would like to share what you experienced, *6 to unmute yourself, we would love to hear.
Hello, this is Allison from Dallas.
Hi, Allison.
Thank you so much for hosting, and thank you, Jillian, for such a beautiful bringing to my awareness the second breath is thanks to water. Just the whole thing went very deep in it, and I bless my water every time I fill up my glass from what I learned on the website. And, oh, my gosh, it just gives so much thanks to Gaia and the water. And this is just adding another level, so thank you so much. I did a lot of healing from it as well. So, much love and light to you. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, thank you.
This is Joanne.
Go ahead.
We can hear you. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, you can. Okay, I thought maybe you could. Well, I go to the water every day, and now I feel like what Jillian gave me is something more, because now I can combine my breath and be sending and use the breath when I'm meditating by the water every day for the healing. So I learned a lot. Thank you, Jillian.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thank you, Joanne.
Hello. Hi, this is Golden from Dana Point, California.
Hi, Golden.
Hi. Hi. This was my first time that I could join you.
Oh.
I loved it. It was such a beautiful experience, and I love water anyways. I always call myself, I am water. So I'm very grateful for this day to all of you. Thank you.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you. Yes, I am water too, and I thank you from my waters to your waters.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anybody else? I know you did take us very, very deep, Jillian.
Yeah, I know. And sometimes I think we should not go so deep near the end, but this is the thing. When we open our eyes and we're still deep, that's how we can bring that level of love and consciousness to this realm.
That's right. That's right, yeah.
Yes, I really appreciated how you did that, and it was funny. This is David. I'm in my office, and I was in my recliner chair, and when I opened my eyes, I looked around my office, and there were huge pictures of dolphins everywhere. And which, of course, I put there. But I mean, I'm in my office every day. I'm working on my computer. And it was lovely to reconnect to them. It was funny. It was like I hadn't really taken the time lately to really be with each of these physical representations of my lovers. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that was very, very sweet, very beautiful.
Well, when I opened my eyes and looked, the tide is way out. But there is this amazing caterpillar crawling across the glass of my window right in my view of the water.
Oh,
and I just felt like, what a symbol of transformation. What a symbol of that beautiful butterfly.
Oh, yes. Beautiful.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Jillian, so much. And again, to learn more, JillianRutledge.com. I really encourage you all to check out her website. It's just, you're doing beautiful work, Jillian. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I really appreciate it. And one of the things I just wanted to share about is, you know, Mary is such a wonderful, amazing ambassador of the orcas, and her connection with Granny is amazing. And that's one of the ways that Mary and I truly connect, too, because I live in the Pacific Northwest. I live on Vancouver Island amongst the orcas, the northern resident pause, and the transients. And I just wanted to share, too, with everybody that in September, I am offering with Anne Gordon de Barragan an orca retreat where we're healing with the orcas and on the San Juan Islands, and this will be with the orcas of the southern resident pod as well as the transients, and this is that famous pod that Granny was a part of. So if anybody feels called to join us with the orcas, please reach out to us.
Excellent. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Hey, Jillian, I just want to pipe in here at the end. This is Muriel. That was just beyond the beyond. One of the things I wanted to comment on was that when you hold your breath underwater, which you are someone who does that, understands it completely, what that's about, what it offers, there's a timelessness experience. Time stops, and that's exactly what this meditation accomplished for me, was just such a sense of timelessness, or I guess you could say eternity. So it was truly remarkable.
Muriel, thank you so much for that.
Thank you. That was quite a gift.
I feel it too, and I'm a little bit in awe right now, just really embracing the word timelessness, because that is truly what breath hold does. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Wow, such a blessing today, and I know the waters and Mother Gaia are so, so grateful to you, Jillian, and for all of us who gathered, and for all who will listen to this recording later. Thank you so much. So I love Mary's ritual of unmuting everybody and having a big chaotic goodbye. So David, will you do the honors of unmuting all of us?
Yes, I'm going to turn off the recording.